Welcome to the Men of 8 Gang podcast for Saturday, May 22nd, 2010. I'm Steve Borsch, and I'm on with Tim Elliott.
Hey, good morning.
Phil Wilson.
Hey, hello.
Graham Thickens.
Good afternoon.
And special guest, Eric
Blakestad.
Eric's observing.
Who's going to hang out? He's observing.
We're at Minibar, and it's turned into a session.
It has turned into a
session.
We're
in session now because Eric's here.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This has been quite a week. We were at Mojo, Minnesota Thursday night. And Phil, I got to tell you that having you stand up and doing that faux panel where Phil gets up and he does this monotone where hello, thank you very much, welcome. We'll be having a panel for 2 hours and so-and-so is going to start off with their 45 slides and blah, blah, blah. Then all of a sudden you hear this boom, 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 boom. And these two guys come up with dreadlocks playing bongos. And that was the kickoff.
Chico and Stan.
It was hilarious.
Yeah. So yeah, absolutely. You know, I was working with Ernest Grumbles and
Brad Learman.
Brad Learman. Brad's only done a lot of work for me. Geez, I'm sorry about that, Brad. But both of them were looking for a way to really kind of set that thing apart, the whole concept of Mojo, apart from the usual stuff that we've seen.
And boy, did they.
I think they did a really good job as far as, establishing that this isn't the same old, same old. And, between that sort of attitude towards the entrepreneurial and startup community and the fact that they really do have the direct conduit to real money and policy making and policy sway, I think it will be a little bit different than what we've seen today.
Yeah, no question. And that's their intent. Their intent is to really kick this thing off, and they talked about their mission and their manifesto, and it's all about ensuring that Minnesota is not flyover country and that we spark innovation in the state, and do it with the Angel Tax Credit. They had some of the legislators there and so forth. It was really terrific. So.
Talk about raising a fund or what? I wasn't there, so I don't know.
Mojo is really about trying to increase the mojo of Minnesota in the entrepreneurial world. That we've had this discussion before, Graham. How do we raise our profile in the world of each coast and that sort of thing. So, I think that's really what they're about. And we've talked about that in many different forums with different levels of entrepreneurs or funding agencies or groups or things like that. But I think that what Mojo is really bringing to that table is an active participation in everything from the Angel Fund Tax Credit to having direct access to successful entrepreneurs and successful angel investors and things like that. So
well, and Jeff O'Dell, who
was
the keynote speaker, who told his story about how he got started, everything he had done, the failure that he had.
BeWiki.
He talked about BeWiki, and about the money they raised, and they're still trying to get something put together there. But he showed a video, and I'll try to find this video and post it, of Randy Commissar, the venture capitalist out of the Bay Area.
Randy's awesome.
Well, and it was an edited video of him talking about Silicon Valley and other places he's been in the world.
Oh, really?
For innovation and entrepreneurship, and talking about that it's not just a matter of reducing risk, it's also embracing failure. Mm-hmm. Because when you're out in the Bay Area, if you fail, the only thing VCs
it's a badge
really
of honor.
Yeah, they the only thing they request, he said, was if you're going to fail, fail fast. Mm-hmm. Don't drag it out and burn up a bunch of cash and so forth. Yep. And that's really directionally where they are. So that was pretty amazing.
Did they talk about other in this Randy Commissar thing? Did he talk about other areas of the world like Israel or anything?
He
like
did.
That?
Yeah. Other places he's been.
Yeah. And kind of compare and contrast.
Again, he talked about the brain trust and all the things that were going on, but coming back to risk reduction was the focus in all these other areas, and they still the the competitive advantage to the Bay Area is embracing failure.
Mm-hmm.
That it's okay to fail. Take a risk. It's okay.
Yep, that's right.
If we give you some money, we want our money back. We want to make 10x on it, but...
Yeah, but this is what they say is lack. A lot of people say is lacking in Minnesota. You know that the being able to take risk and being willing to take risk doesn't seem to be as present here.
No,
I don't know. Did they talk about that at Mojo? Well,
very much so.
That was the
very
point,
much
right?
So, and I think that was the impetus by trying to move the angel investor tax credit forward earlier this year, rather than to avoid this whole budget crunch, and really make it worth somebody's time. I mean, if you're going to get a tax break, it lessens risks. All of a sudden, you're not making as big of an investment because you're getting some of it back in a tax credit. So I think that's an actionable thing. They also awarded some folks that. Played an active role
from the legislature.
From the legislature, it was interesting to see.
Well, and then they played these games, and one of the guys I met is the CEO of Recon Robotics.
Oh, that's an
Edina,
awesome company.
Which is they make those little robots that
for the military
SWAT teams and military and others use to go into facilities and look around corners and And I met him because we were talking, but then. They had these little games to foster connection between people, and one of them was find someone with shoes on like yours.
And so
he and I had the same shoes on, so we started talking. And then they handed out everybody's cell phone number to each other, call somebody. And I thought, well, wait a minute, how do both of you call somebody at the same time and both go over?
I never did hear from the person I called.
Neither did I. But
maybe I was calling you.
No.
And he ignored the guy.
That would be like Steve.
But the guy that had called me was Alan, the CEO of Recon. He was sitting right by me. So we ended up chatting again. But that was the level. I mean, Marty Nyman is on the Mojo Minnesota thing. We've interviewed before and a lot of VCs. So. It was pretty interesting. But today, we are at the biggest mini bar at Best Buy's headquarters
ever,
that I've ever seen.
Ever. It's twice as big as last year.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Does it really seem like it's twice as big as last year?
You know, it doesn't seem that way.
Because the place is so big.
Last year was about 450.
But we're only about 500 or 600 now.
Do you think that's... I guess
if I'm going to be judging it by the only barometer that I have is that the first 600 people through the door would get a T-shirt, and there's still plenty of T-shirts sitting out.
A lot of people didn't take them. Who wants another freaking T-shirt? No, I thought they said over 900 were registered.
Oh, yeah, over 900 were registered, but I'm not sure.
But how many have actually come through the door?
It still looks about like 400 or 500,
I would say.
Yeah.
I paid my $20, so I was bound and determined.
You are a community supporter.
I'm a community supporter.
That's great. We're all leeches, so,
pretty much.
So that's good.
Well, times are tough.
Yeah, right.
But some great sessions so far. Let's see.
The diversity of the sessions this time looks really good.
It's really good. It is. Well, I just was in one moments ago, and I got to do a hat tip to Robert Stevens.
Yeah.
For making this happen and for putting forth the effort and doing all these things. The session that he just had was open source mobile and web voting.
RFP.
Yeah. Right. And he had a fellow that's a professor at the Humphrey Institute that's on Almanac on PBS all the time, and the woman that from Hennepin County that handles voting. And the discussion was all around open source and voting and what's going on with the state and wanted input, and I probably talked too much. But it was really a good session. They're basically looking for ideas on how to step things up. And it's going to be even more interesting because one of the things that Larry Jacobs, who's the professor at the Humphrey Institute, said is the redistricting that's going to happen in Minnesota next year is going to fundamentally change representation and
at the state level or federal? I'm talking
at the federal level.
Congress.
Okay. The congressional redistricting. And he talked about how Keith Ellison, one of the most liberal members of Congress, Michelle Bachmann, one of the most conservative, buttress up against one another.
And whack job. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Let's talk about religion as long as we're talking about politics. let's really get into it. Yeah. And then we'll make some sexist jokes and be chauvinists on top of it, icing on the cake. But he talked about not only transparency, but what are the best ways to get that information out into people's hands so people can make informed, pressured point pushing and all that kind of stuff. What's really hit you guys as your sessions of
Kurt Prinz did an awesome marketing session. We packed the room out. I couldn't believe it. People are, especially startups or people thinking of doing startups, they want to know how you do this marketing thing, And he had a great line in there and say, hey, marketing is a discipline too, just like development. And I thought, that's talking to the folks here. They need to understand that there's something more than just writing code if they're going to do this startup thing right.
Yeah.
So I couldn't believe the engagement in that session. And I mean, it was SRO jammed in the back of the room, and it was in the farthest away room in the whole place. It was like going through a maze to get to this little room at the end. But
so how did this keynote presentation look on the iPad?
Aside from the typography, I think it looked pretty good.
Yeah, it looked okay. I mean, it wasn't anything to write home about. Yeah,
but you'd hope that there'd be a font packs or whatever you can use on that to make it at least keynote look good.
Well, because he and I interacted, that's why I asked. Because he does everything in PowerPoint on the Mac, and then exports it to Keynote, and then brought it over into.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because it has more tools that he wants or likes.
Is there any way that we could get through a podcast without talking about the iPad?
No.
Excuse me.
Is there just any way to do it?
I don't think so.
You know,
hey, but that new Evo's coming out next month.
Oh, when now? There you go.
Yeah. And what we could...
I think Bush is getting a kickback from Apple. That's what I think.
Well, I think we should focus on...
it's called the stock.
On Phil's new LED underwear. Phil has these new boxer shorts that have little LED arrays on them that spell out messages like come get me and and isn't my butt cute,
mind the skid mark. It's a Wi-Fi sensor is what it is, so.
Did not know that.
So anyway, I did see Kurt. We had a great session with
Michael Robinson.
That was packed.
That was good.
That was about web development design, the things that are happening with specifically Facebook and all the stuff they're trying to accomplish.
And making design changes without necessarily getting, doing research about it and to find out if it's a good thing or a bad thing. And, of course, we talked about the like versus become a fan, which I'm still not. Yeah. I don't really have my LED undies in a bunch about that.
There you go. Say, can I mention one thing, Phil, about your undies? iPad. It has nothing to do with it. I just thought I'd bring that up.
I would hope he'd edit that out in post, but I don't think he will.
No, I'm not going to edit that out at all. No, not me.
So anyway, and then this afternoon's sessions, what are you guys going to head off to?
Well, the startups versus consulting smackdown right after this sounds pretty good. And
Jello wrestling, or is that just
I don't know who's doing
I don't know. There's one called Cucumbers for UX designers.
That's canceled because Garrick's car broke down.
Oh, bummer.
Wow.
Okay.
He doesn't have a horse.
He couldn't ride his bike. I mean,
yeah,
come
exactly.
on.
But
Garrick.
It's kind of raining outside.
So. Yeah. Well, for me, it's I'm interested in the getting started with iPhone and iPad development.
Aaron Cardell, I got to go sit in on that.
Yeah,
one too.
And then there's quick and dirty introduction to Drupal. I thought was interesting, but I wonder if he'll do Drupal 7 or 6. So that'll be interesting.
There's an esoteric question for you.
Well, but it matters because Drupal 7, the overhaul in it is dramatic.
Big time. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Significantly better user interface. For the admin on it.
I just realized I'm going to miss the How Can Minnesota Be Better session, the whining session. I mean, I have to leave at 4.
So wine will be served.
Yeah, right. Actually, it looks like it's going to be a pretty good session. Jeff Pesek and the other guy, Mike Bollinger, pulled that together.
Right,
but he's got, you know, Rob Weber in there who has a lot to say.
Yeah.
And I think Marty Nyman's supposed to be in there.
Oh, really?
Who also has good things to say.
And he's a Mojo Minnesota guy.
Yeah, he's got Mojo.
It's always, you know, it's also good, speaking of Weber, it's nice to see the entire W3I team is here. So it's
awesome.
It's nice to see all the Webers.
And Aaron Weber is here as well.
Who's got I missed seeing him. Okay.
Yeah. Well, also there's one, there's a session on managing your social media with Clove. So those, remember those two young guys?
Yeah, that we actually did the last time when Minibar was held. We had a quick brutal beta session with Clove when they had just come out.
They've made huge strides, yeah. And they've got a software development kit now for it, an SDK.
Yeah, working on it.
Which guy is that? What's his name? Tim Erickson.
Tim and his partner, and they're I don't even know if they're in their 20s yet. So
just barely.
Yeah. These are the Wunderkind, yeah.
Kim Garrison
was
incubating at Ovative.
Mm-hmm. Very smart guys. Right. Very smart guys. So it's look for a lot of good stuff to come out of Minibar, and I'm sure we'll have plenty of posts and information. I was talking to Michael Robentine and said that the Hack the Planet session was real good this morning. Of course, I wanted.
You went to that, didn't you?
No, Tim? Did you go to that?
No,
you didn't go to that. I wanted to go to that. Eric went.
I didn't go to it.
I wanted to go. It was really good.
Yeah.
What'd they cover?
They covered just some kind of tools that you can use.
That's
expander.
Eric, by the way, our audience member.
Participant.
One and only.
Participatory.
There are no audience members. We're all participants.
So now we've developed.
Another one called Dial to Do. It's D-I-A-L 2, the number 2, and then D-O. And that's capturing ideals while you're driving. So it's voice to text. It was really interesting when he talked about how he used it. It was two guys from the U. I don't remember their names, but they were really smart, both of them. Another one. They used a really fun tool called PollEverywhere.com. And it showed... Before each app that they talked about, they did a poll, a real quick poll, and it had graphics, and it would just register in real time. Hmm. So that was interesting. And it was really good to get the crowd involved.
I thought that was a stripper app for iPhone.
No, for iPad.
Poll everywhere.
Poll everywhere.
Yeah. it's a location-based thing.
Evernote was another one. If you have a problem remembering stuff, and then there's a great elevator pitch by
It's called.
What a kidder, Tim.
I know. Evernote's great.
What was the elevator pitch? What was that?
The elevator pitch by the CEO. It's if nothing else, it's an interesting, good way to evaluate a good pitch. He does under a minute, and he does it on YouTube, and so it came out really well. And then Dropbox, probably heard of that one. That was really interesting. Justin Porter was one of the guys. And Typinator, they mentioned that. So I thought it was really good.
Very nice. Excellent. Yeah. Yeah, that's my only disappointment out of this whole thing is all the sessions I'm missing.
Yeah.
Because there's so much.
I always walk out of a session and go, was that the best one to go to?
Yeah, you're always wondering. Yeah. The grass was greener over there. Yeah, it's basically, I think, 2 days worth of content crammed into one is kind of what it is.
Yeah.
So it's a challenge. I mean, you're always going to go away feeling like, oh, darn, I wish I would have gone into that one. But, hey, it's great to choose, to be able to choose from all this good stuff.
Yeah.
Too bad they're not recording it.
You know, that's a great
either audio or video.
Yeah, that is weird. Haven't they done that before?
Yeah.
At these things?
Well, I did on the one 3 years ago. I recorded 5 or 6 sessions in the keynotes.
I had every intention of recording a session, but I set the camera, pushed the button, and walked out of the room and did not push the button hard enough, I guess, because when I came back 40 minutes later, hey, guess what wasn't
there.
Recorded?
I did an interview, an audio interview like that once, and it was drop dead fantastic.
Sure
my,
it was.
My
and
battery,
the fish was this
My
big.
Battery died in the middle, and it wasn't there. You know, so anyway, couldn't bear to tell the guy. He thought I was going to post it, and I couldn't post it.
So I can probably breathe a little easier if I stay over at your house and when I'm in the shower and they see the flip camera there. You probably didn't push the button hard enough.
You know, people are going to talk about it, so you know that, don't you?
Oh, my God.
Yesterday was social media breakfast, too. Was I the only one that went to that? You went to
No, I couldn't go. How was it?
We were at the state fairgrounds in the.
I watched about half the streaming.
Did you get a trowel?
A trowel?
Yeah, for the gardening.
No, they didn't give out trowels.
No trowels.
I'm sorry about that.
What about seeds?
No seed. Well, they gave away seed something or others from the extension.
I didn't get that. I got the coupon book for the state fair.
Well, there you go.
Whoopee.
Yeah, you notice the coupon book for the state fair didn't have a coupon for tickets to the state fair?
Oh, well, then the heck with them.
But no, it was a great time. I'd say 200 folks.
Oh, yeah, I'd say at least. And it was a nice venue at the what building was that?
The Progress Building.
Center or something.
Could you guys park on premise?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, free.
It's so you didn't have to park like in the middle of nowhere.
No, it was really easy. Yeah. It was really easy.
And I told both Michael and Rick that I would not go by without, mentioning the tweet wall because they put a tweet wall in.
Yeah.
And
it was awesome.
I hate tweet walls.
You don't like those?
No, they're a pain in the ass.
Did you see my tweet right at the very end?
I don't understand. My concern is you invite somebody to make a presentation or be on a panel, and you put them up in front of the group, and then all of a sudden you say, oh, and by the way, we're going to put up something to distract people from your presentation.
Yeah.
Because if you're on Twitter, you're watching the tweet wall, and you're thinking, well, I want to be part of the tweet wall. And all of a sudden, you're tweeting just to show up. And I mean, there were a couple of times during the course of the presentation that, the audience would giggle about something that popped up on the tweet wall, and the panelists would say, what? Yeah. What did I say? Nothing. Yeah. You didn't say anything because we put this moronic distraction up behind you.
Well, plus the fact that people will put snarky comments up there
sure
about the speaker, which...
Well, you know, at the Always On conference, I wasn't at it, but I was watching it in virtual space and was part of the tweet thing. And some people started to get really obnoxious.
Oh, yeah.
So I ended up typing in the feed because it was like a chat room, typing in the feed, hey, grow up. I mean, this is obnoxious. Mm-hmm. Well,
Perkins.
Tony Perkins is sitting there, and on the panel is former Governor Jerry Brown and
Tim Draper, probably,
and some federal I can't remember who it was,
guy or something.
Yeah, and there's a pretty prestigious panel, and finally, Tony is not focusing on the task at hand and asking
the
right questions.
At the tweet wall.
Well, he is paying attention to the tweet wall because he can see it, and the panelists can't.
Yeah.
And people are saying, "No, hey, ask him about." And everybody refocused it. He said, "I got to stop because the chat room is really wanting me to ask these questions about blah, blah, blah."
Yeah.
And it did totally change things, but it was the same exact experience where people were laughing and nobody knew why they were laughing.
Yeah. Well, you asked last week because we talked a little bit about social skills and social media. I mean, that is a basic social skill. And I think that the fact is you don't put something up that's going to distract from the people that you've invited or in some cases paid to be there to make a presentation. Because I got a lot of heat from people saying, well, what's the difference between that and tweeting at a conference? If you're tweeting, you're not distracting the rest of the room.
Right.
You're distracting yourself or being distracted, and that's your prerogative to do that. But when you suck somebody else into that distraction, that's rude. Right.
And remember, that was the genesis of Minovate, was we were at O'Gara's, and there were only 30 or so people paying attention to the people up on stage.
And the four of us weren't. Because we were talking about Minovate.
That's right. Hell, there's
that. No, look.
But that's the point, is that if people are up and they've taken the time to create a presentation and give something of value, people should pay attention.
Yeah, and I'm the first one to say I am not I'm not totally guiltless of disrupting things at sessions and things like that because I'll be talking or something like that.
Phil Glasshouse Wilson.
I'm not guiltless. I'll do that. In fact, yesterday Greg Lippman made a very interesting. He said, I'm distracted by Phil and somebody else having a discussion about the distraction of a tweet wall. It's like, and he's right. It's a point. You can't really tweet about the tweet wall because then it shows up and then you've started a whole number of conversation.
So besides your pet peeve, was there a good session?
Yeah, it was a good session. We talked about, organic farming. We talked about farmer's market. We had a great time about it. And I was really glad to hear what some folks had to say, and you know, it sort of brings home that whole community aspect of the farmers market and gardening and farming and that sort of thing. So yeah. I think that it was a really, really good session. So
did you bring all your brochures on herbicides and DDT and stuff?
DDT, yeah. Yeah, I'm starting up that DDT franchise.
Leveraging social media?
Okay. Social media.
Just checking.
Want birth defects? Call me.
Call 1-800-PILL.
So yeah, yeah, looks, next month's is about women's sports and social media, and it's happening at Target Center.
Yeah. Oh, that would be good.
So 15,000 tickets will be available.
And 15,000 tickets available.
Exactly. Exactly.
Ever wanted to go to social media breakfast?
Now's your chance.
Next month will be the time.
That's right. There'll be bacon on every chair.
Courtside seats will run you.
Oh man.
It looks like they're starting back.
Yeah, we should wrap it up, guys. All right.
All right. Have a good week.
So thanks very much for joining us for the Minivate Gang podcast from Minibar.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks for being our guester.
Loved it. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Thanks for being our audience.